The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. With that long first reading, just a very brief thought this morning. How could those two elders give in to such wickedness? Scripture says they suppressed their consciences and would not even turn their eyes towards heaven. My brothers and sisters, most of the evil that we do is a result of that. We suppress our consciences. Our Lord tries to speak, or he begins to speak, but we don't want to listen. We do not turn our eyes towards heaven. We keep them strongly fixed on this earth. We want what we want. We don't want to hear what he has to say because it might not be in accord with our wills. And I thought back even just to Adam and Eve, and it's never struck me before. Why didn't they, after the tempter came to them, why didn't they go back to God and said, "This is what he said, you know, what is your response?" Why didn't they turn their gaze towards the Lord? Let us ask our Lord today that in those moments when we immediately want to suppress his voice, that we open our hearts to him. And let us ask him if there's ways right now that we know that we are blocking anything he wants to say to us, that we will allow him to speak.